All right, well, there's some other stuff that we can get into in a health sense. There are 9 body parts that we no longer need as humans, but you still have some of them.
Okay, which is the first one that comes to mind?
Obviously, your tonsils and your appendix.
Yeah, appendix is the most widely guessed and most commonly known useless organ. Although they are saying that it does play some part in helping digest plants. Also, it's used sometimes to create the stoma or the hole for bladder bags or colostomies, etc.
Because it's basically like a tube that's sealed at one end.
Yeah.
So they open up that end and then they can do things with it. But it is interesting. Like, I remember when I studied biology at school, they told us that the appendix in herbivorous animals, animals that eat plants, is primarily there to digest cellulose, which is the stuff that makes plant cell walls.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
In herbivores, it's particularly important. So vegans, don't get an appendix operation because you might be in trouble.
All that cellulose.
Yeah.
Do you know what the palmaris longus muscle is?
That's the one John T was just telling us about.
No.
Near the G-spot, right?
No, it runs from the wrist to the elbow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you put your hand onto the back of your wrist onto a table.
Yeah.
And then you connect your thumb to your pinky.
Yes.
You see a band of muscle pop up on your wrist.
Right there.
Now,
Ben has it. I have it. Have you got it?
About 10% of the population doesn't have it. I do have it.
How weird.
It was used for helping our ancestors climb trees.
Right. So like a prehensile.
So it helps with grip.
Right.
But then when we started walking on 2 feet, the muscle was rendered useless.
I still got it.
Yeah.
I'm still an ape.
Another thing we don't really need is very powerful jaws. Because our diets have shifted towards soft foods and cooked grains. Our jaws are also smaller, so we can't all fit in our wisdom teeth properly. And that's leading to the next one, which is the wisdom teeth. We don't really need them anymore.
Yeah, because we're doing less chewing.
Yeah,
effectively. I mean, we're eating much softer, easier to masticate food.
We're not digging into the leg of a boar with no utensils.
Or chewing the bark off a tree like your ancestors once did. You think you're so special. Imagine them all gathering around a tree, sharing a piece of bark.
Something else we don't really need are erector pili.
I'm sorry?
Erector pili.
They are muscle fibers that produce goosebumps when they contract.
Yes.
So our ancestors, who had a lot more body hair, used these fibers to their advantage, but we don't really have a use for them anymore. I mean, what is a couple of goosebumps going to do, really?
Well, when we had longer hair, it was obviously helpful because it
made us
look bigger,
yep,
for starters, so we could frighten away predators.
Like when a cat jumps to the side and
Correct.
Fluffs itself out.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah.
And because it would have helped us to, in a cold situation, to warm ourselves up.
Yeah,
because
we could trap a layer of
warm air between the hair fibers and warm ourselves up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it helps in animals like porcupines still, for instance, but definitely not humans.
Very good.
Then we have our tailbone. Human embryos develop a tail between 5 and 8 weeks after conception.
Uh-huh.
That tail then vanishes by the time humans are born.
Right.
And the remaining vertebrae merge to form the coccyx.
That's right.
The tailbone.
That's when someone breaks their coccyx because they sit down on something that hurts them.
Oh, it's a horrible feeling.
You've had it happen?
Yeah.
That's actually your tail. You're breaking your tail.
Yeah. So tailbones helped our ancestors with mobility and balance, but the tail has shrunk as humans learn to walk upright, and the coccyx that we're left with now serves no purpose in humans.
But don't be embarrassed about having a tail.
I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed.
Some people actually do have a
longer
tail
one. Yeah,
that doesn't actually get destroyed in the womb, like most of us have our tails destroyed. Our bodies actually turn on our tails when we're in the womb. Our immune system destroys it, but in some people it doesn't, and they're born with a proper tail.
Yeah, and it has to be removed.
And then they go to the freak show and they get lifetime employment.
That brings a
people
whole,
look at them.
A whole new slant on twerking, though.
Yes.
If you've got a tail and you can twerk, it's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a bit embarrassing if you end up wagging your tail when you don't really need to or want to.
Yeah.
Like at a funeral.
Imagine you start wagging your tail at a funeral.
Well, that reminds me of moving your ears. Can you move them?
Let me try. Hang on, I'll take off the headphones.
Yes, you definitely
I can. I can move my ears.
Ben?
Only like when I smile, my ears go up. Otherwise, I can't independently
move. I can't move my ears at all. Those are auricular muscles, and they control the visible part of the ear. But humans have mostly lost the ability to use them.
Well, if you think about a dog or a cat, they can turn their ears to where the sound is coming from. It helps them to position where threats or prey or other things might be.
And it's I look at my cats sometimes and I think how lazy they are. They won't even open their eyes, but they'll flick their ears backwards to hear what's behind them.
That's right.
So, yeah, so it's all used to help localize sound and also express emotion to each other, the animals. But since we have very flexible necks, we no longer need to move our ears towards the sounds.
All right.
Then there's the pyramidalis muscle, which is located in the lower abdomen, shaped like a triangle. People have from 0 to 2 of these muscles, but they don't help us at all. They help contract the linear alba, but not no longer relevant to the function of one's abdominal muscles.
How's your linear alba?
I never knew I had one before now. CliffCentral.com